Eric Metaxas here. Please join me in a life-saving mission to set Sudanese slaves free through Christian Solidarity International. Since 1995, CSI has freed more than 100,000 women and children from years of bondage and abuse. Your $250 gift frees, feeds, and heals these captives and sets them on a path to a new life in freedom. Please help us free another slave now. Call 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522, or click the CSI banner at MetaxasTalk.com, MetaxasTalk.com. Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. It's a nutritious smoothie of creamy, fresh yogurt, vanilla protein powder, and a mushy banana for your mind. Drink it all down. It's nummy. I want vanilla. I want vanilla. Here comes Eric Metaxas.
Hey there, folks. Welcome to the program.
Yes, sir.
That's what this is, the program.
The program.
I want to repeat that I travel a lot, and I was recently in High Point, North Carolina. I kept forgetting the name of the town. High Point, North Carolina, and I spoke at the Wesleyan Christian School, and it was so wonderful. I then spoke the next night at the Concerned Moravians, and I want to tell you, when you get into the history of this, if you've read my Bonhoeffer book, there's a lot about the Moravians in there. But it was so delightful. It was in Bethabara, North Carolina. That's where the Moravians first came to. They settled. Some people know the story. Count Zinzendorf. They were they're actually the first Protestant group, like literally before Luther, from Jan Hus, who was burnt at the stake a century before Luther, and they were his followers, the Hussites, but they became the Moravians. So these are heroes of the faith. They came with Zinzendorf to America in the early part of the 18th century and settled in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, Lehigh, Pennsylvania, that area where we did a Socrates in the City with Michael Behe. And then they sent 15 missionaries, if I remember correctly, from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, down in 1753 to Bethabara, North Carolina, what is today North Carolina. And I spoke there, and it was so delightful. We're going to get the audio of that, and we may play it, but it was so wonderful.
I think that's where Victory Junction Gang Camp is, and I designed a hot air water balloon tower that stands in
front.
You're
not kidding.
I'm not kidding. At High,
he's not
High
kidding.
Point, yeah.
And it's basically Mayberry. It's basically like Mount Airy, Mount Pilot.
Yeah.
It's where, when you watch Mayberry, when you watch the Andy Griffith Show, it's that kind of part of the world. But what a blessing.
Yeah.
The Concerned Moravians, just tremendous. That was just all so fantastic. So I'm traveling a lot. This weekend I'm going to be in Naples, Florida, San Marco Island, actually. Go to my website. Sign up for my newsletter. I tell everybody, please sign up for the newsletter, ericmetaxas.com. It'll give you all the information. Albin, it's hard to believe.
Yeah.
But the part of the reason I brought that up is wherever I go, and this definitely happened in Bethabara, North Carolina, people come up to me. It also happened in High Point, North Carolina. And they say to me in the book signing line, Eric, we love your show. You have the greatest guests ever.
Yeah.
They never say anything about me or you. Nothing.
Nothing.
It's all about the guests.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, they go on and on about your guests. And I thought today's a classic example.
Yes, it is.
We got Pat Boone coming up.
Yep.
Again, okay, this is a new interview with Pat Boone, and I have so much fun talking to him. I love him. And in hour two, our friend Vody Baucom, that dude is a hero, Vody Baucom. He wrote a book called Fault Lines. If you want to know everything wrong with critical race theory, read Fault Lines by Vody Baucom. So he's in hour two. But just tremendous guests coming up.
Yeah, and we want people to know we're pre-recording this, so we don't know exactly what's happening with the Trump trauma, whatever that's going on today. It could be happening today, according to Sean Spicer. It might be later this week.
Here's what I will tell people.
Okay.
Sometimes people say this, and I bat it away. It's like a Christian cliche. Other times, it's not a Christian cliche. Other times, it's exactly what you need to hear. And here's what it is. God is in control. Millions of people have prayed for this country and have prayed that this country would not go the way of all flesh, that this country would not go to hell in a handbasket and be destroyed by deep state maniacs who are at war with the founders' vision. They are as much at war with us as King George's troops were at war with the colonists who were standing for liberty. They are absolutely merciless.
Yeah.
But we have to trust God. By no means should anyone take anything in their own hands. They're trying to set up a trap.
Yes, they are.
And we ought not to take that bait. But we ought to pray and trust God that he has heard every one of our prayers before. Some of you know on this program I've had Mike Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Thompson is a prophetic voice in their church and studio is in Las Vegas. I've met with him and his wife CK a number of times. And Suzanne and I watched him on the live stream on this past Sunday. And he's a man of great wisdom. And we're going to have him on this program soon because he's got a new book coming out. But he said exactly this. Like, it's not about like, oh, no, we better pray. Yeah, pray. But we've been praying. And God heard every prayer. And so God is in control because he's heard our prayers for the nation. I want to make that real clear. Yes. That we're, you know, when the scripture says be anxious for nothing, it doesn't say be anxious for nothing, except when really bad stuff happens, pray really anxiously. No, you pray with the confidence that God hears your prayers and that he is with you in the midst of difficulty, particularly.
We have not been given a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and sound mind. And he hears the prayers of a righteous man or woman.
So it's very important that we have the right attitude, that we don't get in the flesh, in our religious flesh, but that we trust God. Since I mentioned Mike Thompson, his book is about Third Heaven Authority. I had the privilege of writing the foreword to that book some months ago. Third Heaven Authority, Mike Thompson. We'll have him on to discuss it. But God is doing great things in this country. I want to be really clear that I know that that is true, and we need to settle our hearts and stop listening to the noise and the crazy. I want to mention before we get to Pat Boone, to our friend Pat Boone, we're doing a campaign with Food for the Poor to raise money for starving children. I hope that gets your attention. Traditionally, it's just a handful of people who donate. And every time I say the same thing, what would be really beautiful is if everyone donated a little bit. If you listen to this program, know that it does matter to us here, it matters to me, that you do what you can. Just do a little bit. Give it to God. You can text the keyword ERIC to 91999. That's text the keyword ERIC to 91999. It'll come up. You can give whatever you like. There are people who can only give $5. Folks, give $5. Give $10. Give $20. Give what you can. Mm-hmm. Every $72 that is raised will feed two children for an entire year. I want you to think about that. I know I repeat myself, but it's like hard to imagine. Food for the Poor is able to stretch our dollars because of the kind of organization they are. If you want to go to the website, you go to metaxastalk.com. That's our radio website. Right at the top, there's a banner. Give food, give hope, give life. Click to donate. Food for the Poor. We want everyone who can participate to participate because we believe in this cause. We don't just work with anybody. Those folks that are sponsors on this program, we believe in them. Nutramedics.com. By the way, this month only, 25% off with the code ERIC. MyPillow.com, MyStore.com. We believe in the folks that we work with.
We
won't just work with anybody. It's not about the money, in case anybody's wondering about that. I promise you, guaranteed, it ain't about that. It's about doing the right thing and trusting God with the details. But in any event, if you can go to MetaxasTalk.com and give to Food for the Poor, it doesn't matter what you give, folks. I just want everyone who can give to give. And we've just had very, very few people participate. And I want to say, maybe you're thinking, well, somebody else can give a lot of money. If everyone will give a little bit, it changes everything. We depend on the little gifts and the big gifts. Sometimes somebody gives $10,000 that's tax deductible, and then if I can have dinner with them someplace to thank them and meet them or whatever. But we need all of these kinds of gifts. Believe me when I tell you that. So we need your help, and I want to encourage you. You can also call a phone number. I'll give you the phone number, 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE, or 844-863-4673, 844-863-4673. We'll be right back. In case you haven't been paying attention, the Biden administration has caused a financial crisis, and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And when we're already seeing record inflation, that's the last thing we need. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It is real. It is physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. Thanks to your support, Patriot Mobile has emerged as one of the leaders in the parallel economy, and they have big news. Patriot Mobile now offers service with all three major networks. This means if you're with the big three and like the service but hate their values, you can access them with Patriot Mobile. They also offer a performance guarantee. If you're not happy with your coverage, you can switch between the three major carriers for free. Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, offers nationwide coverage on the best 4G and 5G networks, so you get the same great service while supporting a company that fights to preserve our God-given rights and freedoms. This year, this new year, resolve to stop supporting companies that don't align with your values. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Eric, patriotmobile.com/Eric, or call them at 878-PATRIOT. Get free activation today with the offer code ERIC.
Oh, Bernadine.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know, when I have the opportunity, I like to bring on a gigantic Hollywood star, you know, that's on my level. And it's very rare that you can find those people anymore. But we found one. Some of you know him. His name is Pat Boone. Pat Boone, welcome to this program.
Welcome. Thank you. Thank you for that great introduction. it's far, far more than I deserve.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Yeah, oh yeah. Listen, you've become a friend, so I like to joke around with you. And we the last time you were on, you know, I want to talk to you about your new book, but we always get on these sidetracks. Yes, the book. The title of the book is "If I F If." One word, if. The eternal choice we all must make, and you say on the cover, not religious, life or death. So this is the kind of the big question. But you know, the first question I often want to ask people who've written a book is, for whom did you write the book? In other words, who did you have in mind when you wrote this book, If? And by the way, I got to be clear, there's a couple of books out there right now that look just like this one with the same title, If. Don't buy those books. Buy this one by Pat Boone. Okay.
They don't look like this cover. They don't look like this. This was specifically designed by me to look like something that you probably wouldn't want to read. And it says here specifically, not religious, a warning sign, because this book is aimed at the non-religious person who unfortunately make up over half the American public now, according to the pollsters,
But they still have the same questions about life. And you and I both know that there, if you're just floating through this culture, it's hard to find solid answers. And I know that's why you wrote the book, is because there are people that they're questioning, but they don't know where to look. And I know at the very least, that's the main reason, or that's one of the main reasons, I should say, that you wrote the book, is to reach those people with this provocative title, If. But there's another book that looks very similar titled If. It's not by Pat Boone. We are talking to Pat Boone about his book titled If. So, all right, so what's the big if?
The big if is the biggest word in the Bible, for one thing. It's in there close to 2,500 times. It is the most used word in the Bible, and it's because not one blessing of God, or no promise of God, comes without an if, which means that he will bless us out of our socks, bless us in every possible way, which he wants to do. That's why he created us. But it is predicated on whether or not we want to receive it. He gave us, when he created mankind, with the freedom to choose. We have freedom of our own wills. And in the very first couple that he created, he only gave them one command to obey, which was not to eat of the fruit of the tree of knowledge in the Garden of Eden. They were created in a perfect environment. They were perfect people. They had a perfect relationship with God. He just said one thing, one if you eat that fruit, you will die. Now, something's come to me since we talked last, Eric, and this is a stark, stark thing to say, but that's what the book is. It's a stark, loving but stark book, laying out what the if means and why you should read this book, and why I want every person listening or watching or anybody whose attention I can get to read it, because in the 23rd Psalm, we love that Psalm. My Lord is my shepherd, I will not want. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. And it occurred to me starkly just a few minutes ago almost, we are living in the valley of the shadow of death. Life is, that's the definition of life, is living in the valley of the shadow of death, because every one of us is going to die. There's not one exception to that, and most people live as if it's not going to happen, and they don't even want to consider it. What's going to happen when I die? Well, no, I don't want to think about that. We need to be thinking about it, because we're living in the now more than ever in America, in the valley of the shadow of death, where old women are driving their cars and they stop at a traffic light, and men with hoodies and black jackets open the door, pull her out, slap her down, take her car. Yesterday in L.A., schools in Los Angeles had shootings and knifings, and people are afraid to let their kids walk out on the sidewalk. Why? Because we're living in the valley of the shadow of death more and more. And that, I know this sounds awfully stark, but all you have to do is flip on the TV and you'll see that it's true. What's happening? The violence?
I usually flip off the TV.
Yeah, yes. Well, we want to, and that's what other people, they're flipping off what it's saying to them, which is that we're living in an increasingly dangerous society where millions are pouring across a non-existent border, bringing drugs, and our kids are eating what they think is candy or some medicinal thing or something to help them sleep, and they're dying. We don't even pronounce it. It's fentanyl, not fentanyl. It's fentanyl, for one thing. Drives me crazy, but it's created in China, and shipped in truckloads across a non-existent border and being distributed all over the nation. Eric, we are living in the valley of the shadow of death, and that's part of the beloved 23rd Psalm. The Lord is our shepherd, but we ain't following our shepherd.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, again, the book is titled If, and the thing is, Pat, you and I have been profoundly blessed to have God reveal himself to us in such a way that we don't have any doubt. We know he's real. We may have questions, yeah, but we also know he's real, that he is good. He is goodness itself. We can't even comprehend goodness apart from God, that he loves
us.
And
we belong to him.
And he wants to bless us. It doesn't mean we won't suffer, but he wants us to be with him forever in heaven. And yes, it is something that is so beautiful. It's been scorned in recent decades. Since you came on the scene in the 50s, people would tease you about your faith and your clean-cut image. Yes. Because we live in a culture that promotes, I would say the dangerous, the somehow that's what's attractive to people. And of course,
yeah,
that's largely foolishness. But the idea, if you're really suffering and you're wondering what's life all about, ladies and gentlemen, at least the two of us can agree, it's that the God of the universe created this universe so that you could come to live on this planet, get to know him, and then be with him forever in eternity. I mean, that's the shortest version, but it's really beautiful. And most people never have that clearly presented, or they get a lot of mixed messages. So obviously in your book, If, that's the subject you're dealing with.
And because we were created with free will, universally, we tend to make up our own idea of what God wants, if there is a God. And we assume that if we live fairly decent lives, that everybody's going to go to heaven. There are even people who think, and they even misinterpret some scripture, that Adolf Hitler and Jeffrey Dahmer and people like that will eventually be forgiven, and God's going to say, hey, I know you were doing evil things, but I love you, so now I'm going to spend eternity with you. No. He says specifically over and over and over with all of these ifs that I refer to in this book, that if you don't do what I say, you don't have to, although it'll bless you if you do, and it promises to give us the best possible kind of lives if we obey him, because that's what he wants for us. But if we don't, we will perish, and we're in this valley of the shadow of death increasingly everywhere we go. Parents are afraid to let the kids go to school, first because they're afraid they're going to be taught, their faith is going to be taught away. They can't even mention God in school anymore. And even in churches, the scriptures are called hate speech, and people are trying to create bills that can't be taught publicly. So they want to erase God's name from everything politically. I mean, this is the government processes that are including that kind of measure and bill. And it's what people want to be free of any restriction. People ask me all the time, why do you think Hollywood is so evil? And it wants to produce and create so many movies that portray mankind in the worst possible ways, and they're big successes. And I said, because Hollywood people don't want any restrictions. And they've learned that people are interested and intrigued by the bad, the forbidden, the dangerous, as you were saying. A lot of music is, you know, the heavy metal people I discovered before I made an album of heavy metal music, they quote scriptures that we dance too close to the fire and we're going to all be consumed, and the evil days are coming, and so doomsday is happening. And people are intrigued by it, but they don't want to pay any attention to it personally.
I want to pick up right there. Folks, I'm talking to Pat Boone. The title of his book is If, I-F. We'll be right back.
In the morning, the moon is shining bright.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful at lowering or eliminating
pain. I'm often asked that question. Just the other night, I was asked that question. Well, the owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and I agree with them. And the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients, yes, 100% drug-free ingredients, and each one of them helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. That's the point. So approaching from four different angles may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. If you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start discounted to only $19.95 to see if it'll work for you. It has worked for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. I'm one of them. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference. Hey there, folks. Today, we are partnering with Food for the Poor to provide urgently needed food to some of the most impoverished countries in our hemisphere. Because of interrupted planting cycles, rising food prices, and the lingering impact of COVID, the list of families unable to feed their children grows longer by the day. But you can make a difference in these families today. A meal-for-meal match means that your one-time gift of $144, that's the meal-for-meal match, your one-time gift of $144 provides a family of four with food for a year. That's two meals a day for the next year for a family who struggled to get even a handful of rice or enough corn for tortilla. Knowing your gift will never have more impact than right now, would you rescue one family, three families, or even 10 families by going to MetaxasTalk.com and click on the red send food banner? You can also text the keyword Eric to 91999. You'll get a link to make your life-saving gift. Text Eric to 91999, or to give your gift by phone, call the toll-free number 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE. God bless you.
When I lost my baby, I almost lost.
Folks, welcome back. I'm talking to Pat Boone. Yes, the Pat Boone. I could get any guy named Pat Boone, but no, we took the trouble to track down the real Pat Boone, Pat, you've met like anyone I can think of. You have stories with the Beatles. You did business with the Beatles in the 60s.
I did business with the Beatles.
You met the Queen twice.
Yes, twice. And the second time was very embarrassing. I met her?
You did. And how many times did you walk on the moon? Be honest.
Only once in my dreams.
Oh,
it was scary, so I didn't. It was a nightmare.
You've sung about the moon. You've met many astronauts. I mean, look, you've just met about everybody. I mean, everybody that was on the dais at the Dean Martin Roast, the greatest program of all time. You've met most of those people.
Yeah, and they've all made jokes about me too, and not on the roast. But just in their shows and in their concerts.
Of course. Well, because you became that guy. You know, if we wanted to make fun of something wholesome, we'd make fun of Pat Boone. And what's the line where Dean Martin or somebody says that I shook Pat Boone's hand and my whole right side sobered up.
My whole right side sobered up.
My whole right side sobered up.
And it got a big laugh because the audiences knew what he was talking about. Because, you know, Eric, from the very beginning of my career, where Elvis was, you know, my opening act, and we've talked about that, because I already had 3 million selling hits before we met, and he only had one record, and it was at the Sock Hop in Cleveland.
He was a punk. You took him out of the gutter. Is that what you're saying? No.
It was almost like that. I didn't speak him out, but he was considered the rebel.
Right.
He was the guy that could break the rules, the taboos.
Yeah.
And the more he did, the more he swiveled his hips and, you know, got, you know, apparently, you know, sexually attractive, you know, the more exciting he got. And he was theoretically in teenagers' minds available. They could imagine themselves with him. I was having as many hits as he was right alongside. For the decade of the 50s, we matched each other record for record. I had 41 records in the 50s. He had 40 on the charts, and he had 40. So I had one more but I had a 6-month head start. However, I was Mr. All-American, the good guy, and the parents would say, why don't you like that Pat Boone? You know, he's that nice guy. He's married. He has kids. He's having a kid every year. He's very healthy.
and the kid said, I'm just guessing, the kid said, because Pat Boone is not going to die of a drug overdose at age 42. That's not cool. It's not cool a long, healthy life. Yeah, it's actually so sad, Pat, isn't it? It's sad. It's sad.
Yeah. It was something I had to deal with so that when my first book that I wrote while I was in college, and it was a million seller of advice for kids, and I donated all proceeds to a new startup, would-be Christian college outside Villanova. It was going to be called the Northeastern Institute for Christian Education, acronym NICE. And I was trying to get away from that word NICE. What, your parents and everybody, preachers and all, I said, why don't you buy that nice Pat Boone's record? Oh, we want the exciting Elvis Presley one. And he's Mr. Excitement, and the preachers and people are breaking his records and forbidding their kids to have them because of his sexual innuendos and all.
And don't even talk about that, Jerry Lee Lewis. But it is fascinating that at that young age you were presented as this image of wholesomeness, and already in the 50s, look, this is just the way of the world. The dark side is always attractive. And people don't understand what they're getting into. You know, you kind of think like, wow, Elvis Presley, the idea that he died of a drug overdose, bloated, a wreck at age 42, it breaks your heart. How many of those people, they trod that path and they died so young, whether it's, we're talking Jimi Hendrix or anybody, any name, you know, Jim Morrison, I mean, on and on and on and on. And you represent, obviously, something very, very different.
And the Rolling Stones and even the Beatles, if they were experimenting with drugs, they were very wealthy, and they could go to Switzerland and have their blood transfused.
Yes, Keith Richards famously had to get a blood transfusion because he was so loaded up with drugs. He's like, not a problem. I'll just go to some clinic in Switzerland, and we'll take care of that.
Yeah, but kids were dying by the thousands following examples with the drugs, and they couldn't afford to have their blood transfused. And people weren't even making – well, there was a connection, but, I mean, you couldn't blame them for just singing their songs and living their lives the way they wanted to. But the fallout from it was too bad. It was very unfortunate. And, of course, here I was – had four daughters living in Beverly Hills and going to church regularly and writing best-selling books of Christian principles, and yet having rock and roll records at the same time. And so I was okay. I was doing some of the same things musically, but I was kind of safe, and therefore I was good joke material.
Yes. Well, it's okay. It's okay. I think you've weathered that storm. You came to faith very early in life. We've discussed it on the program before, but it's just so interesting to me that very, very early in life, you had a faith experience that saved you from, we can only imagine, because you've spent your life in L.A., in Hollywood, you know how many stories, just heartbreaking stories, one after the other. Folks, when we come back, we're talking to Pat Boone. His book is titled If, The Eternal Choice We All Must Make. Highly recommended. We'll be right back.
I'll be home to start serving you.
I'll be home, my darling.
MyPillow is excited to bring you their biggest bedding sale ever. Get the Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98, a set of pillowcases for only $9.98, and rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. They also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles. They even have blankets for your pets. Get duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more. All the biggest discounts of the year are happening right now, so don't miss out. They're also extending their money-back guarantee
for Christmas until March 1st, 2023, making them the perfect gifts for your friends, your family, and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code ERIC or call 1-800-978-3057, and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98, and get all your shopping done now while quantities last. Again, use code ERIC and save. MyPillow.com.
When I lost my baby, I almost lost.
Hey there, folks. Welcome back. I'm talking to Pat Boone. Pat, you've seen it all. You knew everybody. I remember, I don't know, it's got to be close to like 15 years ago or something, when Elizabeth Taylor passed away. And Dick Cavett, who I'm privileged to call a friend, as I call you friend, he was interviewed on, I don't know what it was, I don't think Larry King was on anymore, but it was one of those shows, and he was being asked about Liz Taylor, and he said, yeah, she's like the last of the Redwoods from that Hollywood era. She's the last one. But he said, but, you know, we shouldn't envy these people because he knew the behind-the-scenes story, that addicted to drugs, innumerable failed marriages, alcoholism. I mean, a level of misery that is mostly hidden from the public, or it's sold in the tabloids as, you know, part of their fun, crazy life. But you know these people as people, and you realize it sells records, it sells movies, but it destroys lives. It's heartbreaking.
When Lisa Marie died recently, and you know her own son had died of a drug overdose, and I'd been with her just a month before with Priscilla. It was at the 45th anniversary of Elvis's death. And, of course, there were still people coming from around the world, as they do every year in August. And there's a shrine that was on Elvis at his home site. And it's almost like they're coming to commemorate St. Elvis.
Because oh, for sure.
They love him so much. And he was gone, and so they just can't let him go. Well, then, in the shadow of all of that, talk about the valley of the shadow of death. Lisa Marie's son died, and then of drugs, and then she died of a heart attack. And I made the statement because I loved them all. I'd just been with them, celebrating, you know, Elvis's life, and to some extent his death. And I made the statement that supreme, fantastic success can often be more dangerous, the sudden success, than long lives in poverty, because the temptations, the ability, or the pitfalls that come with all that huge success can be more deadly than a lifetime of shortages. And yet you can make it through the shortages and the lack for a long time. But if you get an overwhelming success, your days may be numbered. And it, over and over with Jim Morrison and so many that we can think of, that's been the case.
I want to ask you just about your own life. I know that in the beginning of this book you talk about your life. Talk a little bit about how you came to faith, if you would.
Well, you know, I'm one of the millions and millions of lucky ones who grew up in a family back when church going was, you know, it was popular. I mean, most everybody went to a temple or a synagogue or a church or some kind of worship place, and maybe it would carry into their home lives, and it did with mine. So that my dad, a building contractor, mama, a registered nurse, very practical people in their professions. But it was very much a practical part of our lives, my life, that we not only went to church, but sometimes we would have devotionals at home and we'd read the Bible. And so I grew up believing in the existence of God, not only in the existence of God, but in the fact that he wanted to bless us, all of us. He loves all of us. He made us. He wanted to create, as I saw it then and still see it, he wanted to create a forever family. a bunch of people that would live with him forever and call him daddy. In one of the scriptures in the New Testament, it says, we've received a Holy Spirit from God by which we call him Abba, Father. Abba is daddy in Hebrew. God wants to be called daddy and wants us to be his kids. I grew up knowing this. I also grew up knowing it was Jewish. I knew that Jesus was a Jew. I knew that he came to the Jews first, that he was prophesied in all the Jewish prophecies, the Messiah would come. And Matthew 10:32, when I was 13, barely 13, reading the Bible for myself, wanting to know why was I supposed to walk down an aisle at a church service and confess that I was a sinner and I wanted to be baptized and be saved. What was that about? And for myself, I came to Matthew 10:32, where Jesus is talking in red letters in the New Testament and saying, if anyone will confess me, that is, profess me before men, I will profess and confess him before my Father in heaven on that last day of judgment. But if anyone, man or woman, child, will deny me, I'll have to deny that person and not invite that person into heaven with us forever. And a 13-year-old or even 11-year-old can understand that it's important that we make a pledge or we tell the Lord we want to belong to him and that we'll try to live life the way he wants us to live so he can bless us. That was so simple. It was so easy and primitive almost to understand. And that changed my life. I mean, when I went down the aisle at 13, I didn't have any specific bad deeds to confess. I was a pretty good guy. Not that we don't all make mistakes. Of course, I did. I was mischievous, to say the least. But when I was baptized and I came up out of that water and I knew that I was, quote, saved, that changed my personality. It affected me. I mean, I didn't become a good guy from a bad guy. I became a better guy from an already fairly good guy. And it motivated all my decisions right through high school. I was president of the student body. I was the cartoonist on the paper. I was athlete. I was on all the athletic teams. I was doing all the right things, getting blessed, and had that underlying feeling that God was blessing me, that we were on good terms. And I wanted to be a singer, but I knew that was impossible. But when a career just fell on me out of the blue, and I knew that though I could sing songs, that there's plenty of people who could sing songs, but somehow God was giving me an opening, building me a platform from which I could be a teacher, preacher, which is what I thought I was going to be, but as a singer, a pop singer.
We're gonna go to a break more with Pat Boone. Don't go away.
My tears fell like rain.
Folks, welcome back. I'm talking to Pat Boone, and we are talking. Pat, we're talking about your life, and you just said to me before we went to the break that God was blessing you, and the key, you know, so people don't misunderstand, is that we all know, or I'm sorry, even if you've led a relatively good life as you had up until you're 13 or whatever, the fact is, the reason you went forward is that you knew that's not good enough. You need God. Apart from him, you can't do anything. And you knew this. And so you go forward. You know, you're not thrown down any crack pipe or anything like that. But the point is, you knew that at your core, you can't make it to heaven. You need to accept him. And you do that, and he blesses you. But you were just saying about how he began to open these doors for you to give you a platform in the media, in the culture, as a singer. And you knew that it was for his glory and not for your glory. And that, let's just say, that makes all the difference. That's kind of the point of life, ladies and gentlemen. But Pat, you lived that at a very young age.
Yeah, and there's a distinction that I made then and I continue to make now, God loves all of us. That's just a given. Even if people who have a vague idea who God is, they say, well, he loves us all. Yes, he does. But that does not make us children of God. We are all created by God. Therefore, we are his creation. But to be his children, we have to call him daddy and be adopted into his family. And we are adopted into his family through this rite of baptism, which is a cleansing thing. It washes away any evil things we may have done and lets us start over and be adopted into his family. And the scripture tells us that in many ways, that if any man receives him, then he becomes his child. So we're not all children of God. We're all created by God. And we only get to be children of God by adoption and adopted into his family. And that's why I'm writing this love song called If, this book.
The book.
It may sound hard,
the book.
But it's reaching out to over half of the American public that doesn't know how to become children of God, to be adopted into his family, so their eternal future is secure. There is no other way. The Bible says it very clearly. And I want people, all the people that I've met in this life and all of my friends in the entertainment business, and I met so many. I even met Eldridge Cleaver, the guy that wrote Soul on Ice, and was a rapist and an accused murderer. And when my daughter Debbie was in school, in high school, this woke, we weren't using that phrase then, but a teacher, a very liberal teacher, what am I trying to say? He told his kids he wanted them to read Soul on Ice.
Now, we got to be clear. Aware. This is in the 60s. Eldridge Cleaver was as radical a Black Panther, really, I mean, it's hard to say how radical he was. But you're right. He went to prison. And so he wrote a book, Soul on Ice. And you're saying the teacher was recommending it to your daughter.
Yeah, but to these teenage girls in high school. And I went to see him, and I took my daughter Debbie, and she was very embarrassed. I was taking her to see this teacher and say, why are you prescribing this book for teenage girls to read? He said, well, don't you know they can get it on the newsstand? I said, well, yeah, they can get Hustler. Shall they read Hustler magazine as well? Just because they can get on a newsstand.
Forgive me, Pat. We're going to go to a break. But, folks, in showbiz, Pat and I, we call this a cliffhanger. When we come back, you'll get to hear the rest of the story about Eldridge Cleaver. You'll be surprised. Don't go away.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.